Did you guys watch, you, Dawn, you watched for a while The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, right?
I did, until I had just had it one Got time. It. Actually, this is the season where I gave up, because I saw him on Becca's season.
Colton Underwood.
Colton you're Underwood, about. Yes. And I liked him. He was like in the final, you know, final five at right. least, I think. And I liked him the most. And then he became The Bachelor. But the when they started The Bachelor, that first episode, they had so much BS going on. It was like an hour and a half of pre-partying and all right. of these virtual. They had like, let's check in with Ben in San Diego. And I'm like, get to the thing. I'm like, I can't
remember
do it.
That.
And I just said, I am done forever. I'm so annoyed by all this pre-partying.
Well, you know what annoyed me about it, aside from them stretching out every episode?
Yeah.
Was like, they're so desperate for an angle with a contestant.
Yes, I know what you're going to say.
They're just like, they were just all over this. Colton, the first virgin or whatever. I don't know.
It's so gross.
It's so like, wild.
It's like, mention it. I'm, you know, mention it. But like, everything was about him being a virgin.
Yeah. And it just made it awkward.
It was
and
gross.
It's so weird.
Did you watch, Brittany?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I love The Bachelor. And it is. It's painful. It's one of those things where I remember that season. I really was leaning into messing around on my phone while watching, because yeah. it was.
It's so, so much true. Time you have to dedicate
it
each
is.
Week. You're like, are you kidding?
I know. It's, yeah. And it's one of those ones, too, where I try to have it be my treadmill show, but mm-hmm. I can't be on the treadmill for 5 hours, Bachelor.
You will only want to be on for 30 minutes, let's be honest.
Let's wrap this up.
I know. Come on. Well, he just did a new interview with Robin Roberts. Robin Roberts for Good Morning America. And has come out as gay. I believe we have a little bit
yeah,
of
Yeah, we
interview.
Have the clip. Here we go.
For this opportunity to sit down with you. Is there something that you want people to know? So can you tell us what you is on your heart that you want to share?
Yeah. Obviously, like, this year's been a lot for a lot of people. And it's probably made a lot of people look themselves in the mirror and figure out who they are and what they've been running from or what they've been putting off in their lives. And for me, I've ran from myself for a long time. I've hated myself for a long time, and I'm gay, and I came to terms with that earlier this year and have been processing it. And the next step in all of this was sort of letting people know. Still nervous, but yeah, it's been a journey for sure.
Through the nerves, I can see the joy. I can
yeah.
see the relief.
I mean, I'm emotional, but I'm emotional in like such a good, happy, positive yeah. way. I'm like the happiest and healthiest I've ever been in my life, and that means the world to me. And yeah,
what was that moment like for you that gave you the courage to speak your truth as you are today?
I got into a place for me in my personal life that was dark and bad, and I can list a bunch of different things, but they'd all be excuses. But I think overall the reason why now is because I got to a place where I didn't think I was ever going to share this. I would have rather died than say I'm gay. And I think that was sort of my wake-up call.
Did you ever think about harming yourself?
Yeah. There was a moment in LA that I woke up and I didn't think I was going to wake up. I didn't have the intentions of waking up, and I did. And I think for me that was like my wake-up call of like, this is your life. Take back control. And I think looking back even beyond that is like even just suicidal thoughts and, you know, driving my car close to a cliff, like, oh, if this goes off the cliff, it's not that big of a deal. I don't feel that anymore.
Oh, my gosh.
I know that was
good for him. He's so brave. That's so great.
Can you imagine? I mean, I'm sure this is so hard, but what a relief to just say it.
Right.
And living your truth, because it's got to be exhausting, his life he led before.
And he said that he was, when he found out that he got the, you know, he was named the Bachelor, he said he remembered praying to God the morning he found out and thanking him for making him straight, thinking that this would lead him to finally getting the wife and having kids and doing, you know, the typical what you're supposed to do, quote unquote.
I'm sure, right? Like, if you're fighting it that hard to get that outside validation that you're so straight, you're the Bachelor, that probably for him felt, oh, okay, good. Like, I'm getting that,
maybe,
you know.
Maybe I just haven't found the right woman
exactly.
yet.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. And then I'm sure in it, I would love to hear more, too, of, like, what he felt during it. But I just feel such a sense of, like, don't you just feel a relief? And even when he said
for
the word gay,
him,
I could just feel my shoulders just being like.
He was so nervous.
What a sweet guy.
Oh.
You know, and he grew up in the Catholic Church and learned in the Bible that gay is a sin. He said he learned that in grade school, in Catholic grade school. And so he remembered people when he was playing sports using the word gay, but at the time it was a term that had that negativity.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, of course, when I grew up, that was the same way. You know?
Oh, man. But he says that, you know, first of all, he's got the support of his family and his friends.
Thank goodness.
And he says he wishes that he would have had more faith in them.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's terrifying, I would imagine, right?
Yeah, I mean, he was an NFL player. I mean, he's like a super jock, you know? And that world isn't as accepting as other worlds are, you know?
Right.
If you're a part of a ballet company and you're a man and you say, I'm going to tell you the truth, I'm gay, they'll be like, let's have a party.
Right.
You know what
I
mean?
We know.
But that's really, really brave of him. And I think that, you know, Jason said this morning that he will inspire so many people that are like him.
Absolutely.
That are like, they're playing sports or they're, you know, working on a construction site, or they're just in these super masculine roles that they can do this too, or even kids, you know,
who
are so confused. It's just, you know, I bet that the dark place he's talking about, you know, he had that whole issue, restraining order from his ex who was on the show, Brittany, what's her name? The girl that he was dating, and he was stalking her. He went to her parents' house and knocking on the windows, and then he put like a tracker on her car.
I forgot about that.
Me too. That's, you just like unlocked a memory I didn't even knew I had.
It was bad.
Cassie Randolph.
Okay, so I think maybe he was just like pushing it so hard that, you know, because he fell in love with her.
Yeah.
But he didn't want to let it go because probably deep down inside, he thought, this was my chance to be straight.
I need to fight. Yes.
This is my only one. Because I'm sure, you know, we all know there's all sorts of loves and, sexuality is such a spectrum. And I'm sure if he found any of those feelings ignite in him, you desperate to it, right?
Yes,
your identity. That's the thing that's going to save you from being an outcast in the whole society.
Ugh, right.
He's so brave. This is so wonderful. If you're just joining us, we're talking about Colton Underwood from The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, who has just come out. Excuse me, as gay. He did say that if he had to go back and give anybody advice, he said, I would say you're going to get through it. That's what I would tell myself. He said, keep fighting for you. Keep choosing you every morning. And when the time's ready or when the time's right and you're ready, you know, you can come out on your own time.
Yeah.
Not on somebody else's timeline. So, oh my gosh. Can I just say, am I remembering correctly when he was on and they were making a big deal out of like Colton's a virgin? I swear I recall Jason from the morning show, Jason Matheson, saying, you know, I think he might be gay.
Oh, yeah. He called it a long time ago.
Yeah.
He did. He goes,
because he might have recognized things in himself.
Yeah.
You know, that
like
he struggled
the dude's
with.
Gay. Sorry. I just know.
Yeah, I thought
he's
so.
He's like, I'm not trying to shame him, but
no.
I just think he's gay.
Right. I mean, it's just was his perception of what he was saying. He probably has, you know, an inside look at what that fight looks like.
Yes.
You know? So,
yeah,
for sure.
I know somebody who just came out and he's, I think, 45.
Wow. I know people who came out in their 40s also.
Has kids and, like, you know, yeah. I just thought that was very brave of him, too, to finally be released.
Yes, absolutely. To be who you really are.
Yeah.